Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Imagine sitting on a jury when your duty is to decide whether you should sentence a man to execution. And imagine yourself alone with 11 fellow jurors pushing for the opposite verdict. 2 weeks ago, a federal jury in Boston became only the second jury in Massachusetts in a half century to impose the death penalty. Prosecutors were seeking two death penalty sentences for two killings committed by Gary Lee Sampson in 2001. But one of the jurors held out and then caused a sensation by slipping a letter intended for the judge into the envelope with the verdicts. WBUR's David Boeri, who spoke with a jury foreperson last week, has now talked to that holdout juror as well.
I mean, it was awful.
Gregory Gadbois wants to make it clear. He was with the rest of the jury when it came to deliberating the evidence in the killing of Jonathan Rizzo. The heinousness of the crime, he says, involved more than the stab wounds.
It was the kind of morality, the decision that it's okay for me to do this for my convenience. I can kill people. That's exactly what a terrorist does. He says, it's okay for me to kill people.
We found Gadbois after the judge in the case released the list of jurors in response to a motion filed by WBUR. Gadbois says that by the end of the trial, even the jurors who didn't believe in the death penalty agreed that capital punishment is necessary for defendants like Gary Sampson. But when it came to the killing of Philip McCloskey, the first of the two Good Samaritans who had given a ride to the hitchhiker, there was one juror who held out against the death penalty.
And that was me. I do believe there was a difference in the murders.
So you took that sole vote. Were you under pressure?
I only took that vote on McCloskey because it wasn't premeditated. I believe it wasn't premeditated.
The 58-year-old physicist wanted more certainty, a higher level of proof. When Sampson had confessed to police, he said he had intended to kill Rizzo from the start of that encounter. But he said he had no such plan when he first carjacked McCloskey.
It was a stupid person doing this awful thing, but not premeditated, just terrible.
On Friday, Gadbois told his fellow jurors he needed more time. He needed the weekend to think, and his best thinking is through his writing. By Monday, his doubt and his votes for the death penalty in one killing and against in the other were firm. When fellow jurors asked, what about justice for the McCloskey family, Gadbois said that two different crimes with different characters deserved two different verdicts.
I just told him I'm not going to move on this. So we're going to give him the death penalty anyway. It's going to kill him. That's good.
What Gadbois did next threw the jury into disarray. Over the weekend, he had decided to make his views on the law clear to the court. He had typed a letter. And after the jury reached its verdicts that Monday, he slipped it into the envelope with a jury verdict.
And the thing that bothered me so bad was the stupid law. I think the law that they were prosecuting for under is unconstitutional.
Gadbois argues, as have other civil libertarians, that the killings should have been prosecuted as straight-up murders under state law and in a state court. Instead, Sampson's killings were pursued by the government under the federalized crime of carjacking that results in death. The federal charge enabled the use of the death penalty, absent in the state court. But the federal claim to jurisdiction is because the vehicles that were carjacked were manufactured in one state and transported across state lines to another state.
There's no logical need of justice that can't be served in a state court.
An interesting argument, but completely divorced from Gadbois' role on the jury. It appalled his fellow jurors when they found Gadbois' letter in the verdict form. And its existence stunned the court, which hadn't read it yet.
It's not about Sampson. It's not about, is he innocent or is he guilty? It's about the law itself. It's outside the trial.
outside the trial. When the judge opened the letter and read it, that's what he ruled. By then, the jurors were all home, their verdicts rendered. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.